Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. My name is Xiaolan. Today we are going to talk about something really important in Chinese. Because we have Ali Alcott. Ali is now a language student in Taipei learning Chinese. Hi, Annie, 你好。
你好，你好吗？
你好，我好，谢谢，你好。Why did you decide to learn Chinese?
That's a really good question, and one I have been asking myself a lot recently whilst I've been learning my characters. But I used to speak Japanese as a child, and I came back to the UK and lost it all. And ever since, I've kind of had a language-shaped hole in my heart. And I really wanted to fill that after university and thought Chinese would be a good option, obviously. And I thought maybe about going to Japan and studying Japanese, but that would mean I'd end up living with my parents, which neither of us want to happen.
So that sounds like a beautiful thought. Okay. Yeah. All right. So, yeah, you already explained and you said because and because. And because is also very common and useful phrase that we should know in Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
The way to say it, we say 因为.
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 Yeah, there are only two words. 因 is the first word that means the reason, the cause. 因
in,
in, and it's a first tone, so we go flat, and in,
in,
that's it. And then we can make it slightly longer, it doesn't matter, as long as all your words are roughly equal length. So in is the first word, and the character is also very easy to remember. It's like a bird's eye view of a person lying, collapsing on a big mattress. So you can see a big square, and that shows the mattress. And then inside this square, there is a person, have the arms wide. And that looks like a Chinese character for big. Da.
Da.
Yeah, da. And the reality is, in the Oracle Bone script, thousands of years ago, they drew this character showing a man lying, collapsing on a mattress. And that means cause. So now, if you see this character, it's just so easy to recognize.
Mm.
That means in cause.
In cause.
Yeah. And then the second character, wei.
Wei.
Wei is the fourth tone.
Wei.
Wei. And through Skype, I can see that when we are pronouncing, I'm doing the hand gesture and you are doing the same hand gesture. And this is really a very useful tip for Chinese learners.
Mm.
When you want to pronounce to differentiate the four tones, just show your hands. Like a first tone, make a flat horizontal, second tone go up, and the third tone down, up, and the fourth tone go down. When we do the hand gesture, somehow, automatically, we pronounce it correctly.
Yeah.
And this is a tip I use in myself, and then I noticed that you've been using it really well. So it's a great advice that everybody should try and practice that.
You need to be careful not to hit the person next to you, though.
Exactly. Right. So, wait. That's a fourth tone, so we go down. Wei.
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 And then the character was, the ancient form was quite interesting. You can see a person, like a single stroke, the person on the left-hand side holding a big elephant. So a person holding the elephant is Wei. Why is that? Because the ancient time, there were no machinery. So when people had to move things around, they used something like donkeys and horses, but the strongest of all was elephant. So they used elephants to carry something big and heavy. And in this case, poor elephants, they were serving for human. So this character has represented to serve us, someone. So later on, the character evolved to represent the reason for something. So to serve us something. So in way together, that means because.
In way.
In way. Okay, so now I'm going to ask you some questions. I'm going to ask you, okay, Ali, why did you choose Taida? That's the language course you are learning. And you have to answer with in way. And later on, you can say English.
I chose to study at Taida in way. I did some research and asked some people who'd themselves studied Chinese, and they all told me that this was the best place to go and study Chinese.
Okay. And then to ask why, we say 为什么?
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 Yeah, 为 is the same way. 什么, that means what? 什么?
为什么?
Yeah, 为什么? 为什么 together, that means why. So, 为什么你要学中文? Alright, here is a bit more advanced now. 为什么? Why? 你 is you. 要 is want. 学 is to learn. 中文 is Chinese. 为什么你要学中文?
我要学中文因为 I wanted to learn a new language after finishing my undergraduate education, and right. I thought Chinese would be a good option.
Okay, the smart choice. Okay, you just answered a long sentence. Let me explain that to the audience. You said, 我要学中文. 我 is I. 要 is want. 学 is to learn. 中文. 我要学中文. And then you have a comma. 因为. Because, and then in addition to 因为, there's another useful word, it's 所以.
所以.
所以. It said, as a result.
所以.
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 Yeah, 所.
所.
It's the first word, it's the third tone. 所.
所.
Yeah, 所, that means the base. And then 以, it's the second word, 以.
以,
it's like YI and the third tone, and so you need to really make an effort. 以, 所以, together, that means as a result, therefore.
所以,
yeah. And then do you remember when we were children, either learning English or Chinese, there's always some sentence construction. Because of this, therefore that. So earlier, when I asked you, oh, why are you learning Chinese? And you say, oh, I learn Chinese because. Or we can actually change the way of asking. You can say, I'm learning Chinese because I like Chinese food, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
因为 I like Chinese food, 所以. Therefore, I'm learning Chinese. 因为我喜欢.
因为我喜欢中国菜。中国菜。
Yeah, so what we said here is 因为, because, 我 is I, 喜欢, I like, 中国菜, Chinese food. 因为我喜欢中国菜。因为我喜欢中国菜。As a result, I'm learning Chinese. 所以。我。
我学中文。所以我学中文。所以我学中文。Right.
If we put it together, that's a long and useful sentence. 因为我喜欢中国菜。所以我学中文。
因为我喜欢中国菜，所以我学中文。That's
it! You made it! Thank you so much, Ali. You really showed a great inspiration to a lot of people. Learning Chinese is not just something trendy, it's a lot of cultural understanding as well. And hope you have a great time in Taipei.
Thank you so much. I hope to see you here soon.
Thank you. Bye. 再见.
再见.